Hey, this is Justin. It is Saturday morning, about 5:51. I'm going on a little scooter ride, probably for about 30 minutes to the office, experimenting with an idea. This is going to be a brainstorm. The audio quality on this is going to be probably pretty rough because of the headphones I'm using, but the whole purpose is to create something that can get transcribed and then can get... can actually get turned into something. You're going to hear some scooter stuff in the background here. Just slipped because there's some rain going on in the background here. So I'm going to keep talking all the way through just to get some ideas out into the world. This is becoming a little bit of a bad idea because of the rain and the slipperiness, but that's okay. I'm going to continue to ride and can continue to go and see what actually emerges. The whole concept is inspired by Accidental Genius, Mark Levy's book, with the assumption that if we keep talking for a period of time, it's free writing is access to your greatest thought, but free talking, if you keep talking for a period of time, eventually the subconscious mind starts to take over and new ideas start to flow. There is some stuff in the way here as far as it's raining out a little bit. There's going to be some background noise here the flowing, but kind of will learn how to do the writing and to be able to do the working. It probably makes more sense to have this be a walking exercise as opposed to a riding exercise. We'll test that out in a second here. Maybe we're just going to go to, maybe we'll take the train as opposed to riding all the way because it is dark and it is a little bit of wet. But again, this is just getting the mental marbles out of the way. If you are listening to this just as a podcast, it's going to be a little bit disjointed. The sound quality, not sure how good that is going to actually be, but we'll keep trying. You know what? We're just actually going to go really slow and see what some of the ideas are. This is going to be looking at startup ideas, new ways to do something, just to test the process of being able to record an audio, transcribe the audio, break that down into its individual components, and see what actually sticks as an idea. Want to start brainstorming and being able to feed the ideas for a whole bunch of startups and come up with a process of basically creating a mastermind in solo, right? It's accessing different parts of the mind to serve different personalities to be able to create something amazing inside the gap time. The big concept here, right, for me personally is 6 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday. I'm awake. The rest of the family is asleep. And so this is gap time, not taking away from anything. I couldn't fall back to sleep to go and do some work. So a little bit of a crazy supposition and crazy assumptions here. But we'll continue to talk and see what comes out of this. And I'm going to go to the office and then do some or go to a place where I can print and do some of the transcriptions of what some of the ideas are. So some of the things I want to plant seeds for is, one, how to rapidly learn jiu-jitsu. I've been looking at the Jim Quick work. Jim Quick writes a book on mental training and how to start to apply that to jiu-jitsu, how to rapidly learn jiu-jitsu and not get stuff necessarily inside the mind, but to get stuff inside the body. And reading is the access to really start to put something inside the body and also getting something, getting created and stuff put out into the real world. So going to play with that. But how do you not just translate stuff that can be mind work, with stuff that could actually work inside the body? The other thing that I'm thinking about as going into this hyperactive workflow state is, do we have the timer done? Repeat. If we go into, let's just check to make sure that this is still recording. It is good. Okay, so yeah, the hyperactive workflow state is how to be present now, how to spend time with the family. So it's doing enough work rapidly enough where we don't have to do any more carryover. So that might be over a period of time as all this stuff becomes new. A new way of working, a new way of doing things. You kind of do it hyperactive. I learned this when I started doing jiu-jitsu in the fall. It just became an obsession. It's all I thought about. And then as I started integrating into my life, and it's just something that I actually do, and you actually get better with over a period of time. So anything can get integrated into life, but you do have to go through that period at the beginning of hyper focus, and then you get extra benefits out of it after later. And then you got to have break periods, and that's probably the part that I left off, is the break periods to be present, spend time with family, do connection work, and to start to do some of that sort of thing. So this can be a way to solve a problem. This can be a way to start up a business. This can be a way to get a little bit more healthy. This could be a way to get a little bit more done rapidly. So imagine I've got hundreds of ideas in the backlog of my to-do list right now. How would I just get those all processed sort of in the background? Had a conversation yesterday about really tapping into the subconscious for work like this and solving problems at a subconscious level as opposed to at a conscious level, which is an interesting perspective, interesting way to go, interesting way to look at stuff. Yeah, solve and tap into subconscious, solve the problems at a subconscious level as opposed to a conscious level. Just putting them out there, drilling something into your brain, not actually creating an image in the brain rapidly to make something work, to make something go, to get something started. So that is what we look at. There's like a picture that gets, you know, tapping into the best aspects of the brain and being able to bring the best information out of the brain quickly and at the right time. So that's what we're thinking about. Also, yeah, so the jiu-jitsu stuff, what I want to do with that is do a, the idea for that is to do a, be able to look at videos of myself working. Yeah, watch videos of myself and then watch videos of other people who are practicing the mastery and being able to download the information, download what they're able to do, and be able to execute it myself, rapidly, or to be able to learn it without necessarily doing the practice. It's just consuming the information and doing it mentally for a period of time. And it's still while doing the right amount of work or doing enough work at the practice level to make something go. Wanted to learn about esports and how to get into esports. Also thinking about how to make games of stuff that we do on a regular basis. Some of the stuff at work that I just huge, we'll call it an energy suck. Dealing with equipment that is a little bit slow, dealing with email, dealing with meetings. So, it's putting all that stuff out there that's more of something that takes away from the energy as opposed to contributes energy. So every aspect or time period that we do should contribute to the energy bank as opposed to taking away from the energy bank. So that's another angle, another way to look or to translate the stuff that is going on. What else are we going to think about? Going to take a little bit of a pause. Take a little pause as we right by, get a little bit more self-conscious when I'm around people and having this conversation and this brainstorm. And we'll see how it actually plays out, how it actually works in the end, what can get created, what can get built, what can get generated. So the other content, I'm doing this as I'm riding to a destination, heading in the direction of something, setting a destination and setting time boundaries. So why this process works is because I have a particular period of time. I've got to be back at my house in about 2 hours and 15 minutes, because that's when everybody is going to start to wake up in the house. Secondary to that is I'm actually going someplace. I'm not just wandering around, because if I'm wandering around, then I got to think about how much time am I going to spend, when am I going to go do something different, when is it going to change. If I'm heading to a particular destination, then I've got to get back from that destination. It's much easier to start to get resolution around what's actually getting created and what's getting built. I'm wondering if it's not even necessary to do the transcription, just to be able to file this way into the subconscious. Now, we're probably, less than 10 minutes in to to the session right now, gonna start thinking about, you know, what it takes to, be able to, what it takes to be able to just file this stuff away and to start pulling up prompts and commands. Commands into the mind. Prompts, commands into the mind. Just pull it in. You know what I'm saying? Create. Here's what we're creating. Here's what we're generating. There's something about from the Origins book. It's not the Origins. It's from the Change Makers book. Something really important about from Change Makers about using the powerful language to start to create stuff. So this might turn into some sort of audio programming. How do we speak stuff? I did like the Benjamin Hero stuff. Got to find out and see what science it's actually based on. The ways to be able to talk to ourselves and talk to ourselves systemically and repeatedly, so we're able to make stuff happen out in the real world. Interesting, exciting, invigorating. What else do we want to go through here? Stuff to have to do. Need to get a helmet. If I'm going to continue to scooter, probably need to get a new scooter because I'm using my daughter's scooter most of the times. And then also need to be able to get something to reflect as we're riding. Now I'm riding on the sidewalk, so that's okay. But need some reflector stuff so people can see me coming, especially if I'm going to be riding in the dark, right? That's something else to pay attention to and to create and to build. Okay, what else do we want to think about right now? What else is there to think about? What else is there to talk about? I'll continue. Okay, so we get to that place of 15 minutes, the subconscious mind starts taking over. Now, in this case, I'm not walking. I'm riding the scooter. So I'm not, there's a lot of conscious activity going on. I'm paying attention to where I actually am. I'm riding the scooter, which I've never recorded one of these audio messages riding the scooter. I've done these walking before. So there is stuff in the way of completely flowing from the subconscious, but that's completely okay, completely justified, not a concern, nothing to be worried about, nothing to, that's fine. Just continue to go because this will become integrated. This will become a new way to operate, a new way to work, and a new way to go. And we could stop and walk at any point in time. So a little bit of fear comes in as you ride to a particular section, looking to the right, looking to the left, paying attention to what's going on. Look to the right, look to the left. Just paying a little bit of attention to what's happening and what's going on, who's around. Wish it wasn't dark out right now. Wish it was a little bit lighter. Probably better to do this around 7 o'clock in the morning as opposed to 6 o'clock in the morning. But working through confronting fears, not necessarily, are definitely a positive thing and a net positive in the end. And we could try this one time. This will be over in about 30 seconds, this piece. So confronting fears checks off the box of doing something a little bit uncomfortable every single day. This is the brainstorming inside this, the context of tapping into something else into the brain that we didn't necessarily know existed or wasn't necessarily that important. And it's interesting, any other time of year, if it would be light out, the concerns wouldn't be different. This is the fact that it's dark out right now. It sparks some other fears and sparks some other concerns. We'll continue, okay. Truck pulling up, okay, that's okay. There's a government truck, not a problem. What are they doing? Okay. Gonna continue to walk through, continue to talk going through the light, here comes a bus. Normal. Outside of the line of fire, probably not the most intelligent thing to do at 6 o'clock in the morning, but that's okay. Continue to work. Okay, so now it's where the mind gets stopped and we start to talk. Now we start to talk about some interesting thing. We want to have a conversation about esports. What's the opportunity? inside of esports? What's the opportunity inside of using natural supplements to enhance the mind? What's the opportunity in using this free writing or this free talking as the access to your greatest thought? What would be the process to take this? This is just a raw audio message. They'd have to get some feedback on to be able to say, hey, this is worth doing something with, or this is not worth doing something with. So this is a, we'll call it, going back to the Gary Vaynerchuk 86 page deck. This is a macro piece of content. It would be better if there were other people involved, because there would be just a different level of energy if there were other people, but that's okay. This is all inside the conversation of being self-contained and being a one-person wrecking crew, so that's okay. We're tapping into other parts of the mind, and there are some other conversations, but the flow is a little bit different. It just means you've got to work a little bit harder to generate the conversation, and generate the stuff that we're talking about. That's it. That's the only difference. That's the only thing that you've got to pay attention to. You can continue to talk. Looking forward to getting over the bridge in a few seconds so that I can think a little bit more freely. I'm going to check the phone and get over the bridge to see what's up, what's going on, what possibilities that there are. Do some transcription. Do some highlighting. Extract some information. Hopefully we've got some highlighters. Extract some information from, do some printing of this piece of language. Get it turned into manageable chunks, which probably means just creating breaks every few paragraphs, which is okay. Just creating breaks after a couple of sentences just to make sure that we got what we need to actually get to work. Could start bringing some problems into this. So not necessarily problems, but dealing with how do I be better with my daughter? I get short-tempered with her. When she gets upset or when she breaks down, got to be remember that she's not always going to be the young child, and she's developing her new way of coping with stuff, and just being able to give space is the right way to work. Also, how to do a process around asking it is given, and to be able to improve the mood rapidly and directly. That seems very important. Okay, just realized I haven't checked the audio message for a little bit. Gonna stop and take a pause in a second here. Gonna check the phone, check the audio message, and then see what else is at play, what else is working, what else is going on, what else do we want to create, what else do we want to build to get inside the mind to start to generate something new. Okay, so now that alarm just went off. Let's reset that alarm. 6:11 a.m. right now in the morning. Okay, we're still recording. I'm gonna bring the phone back on, see if any messages came back through. Nothing, nothing, nothing. All right, gonna turn the phone back off. Is that gonna be a problem for the recording? It's not, we're still recording. We're at 18 minutes and 35 seconds into this conversation. We've been talking the whole way as I've been scootering to the office. Interesting, exciting. All right, now we're on the island, ready to do some serious jamming and start to deal with some stuff. So, top 20 brainstorms, do a list of top 20 ideas. Let's talk about some revenue generation stuff. So, just the period of doing some top 20 brainstorms and looking into the future to make something work. All right, so let's play a little game here. So what do we do? Number one, record audios like this. Number two, turn audios like this into a book. Number three is investing in the cryptocurrencies. Number four, do nothing. Number five, don't create anything else. Number six, create picture books and picture albums. Number seven, figure out how to get information outside of Google Photos. Number eight, do a memory test and use this as a memory test so you can remember what the list actually is. Number nine, write books. That's what we want to do. Create books are, they're permanent. That's what it is, permanent. You can actually print a book out and have it actually exist out into the world. So when we print this transcript out, it will be something that's permanent, that's alive, that's well, that's generating, maybe actually even get a printer to be able to work on stuff, and this will be something that actually exists down the world. And it's a one take production and one take creation, which is exciting. You can always do some editing on the back end, or even crowdsource the editing process, and it might not necessarily make a difference. And thinking about doing some highlighting on the back end of this creation. This is, it's chilly. Doing some editing on the back end of this creation, turning this into a book, having that book exist, writing 365 books this year, and seeing what actually happens, having each one get better and better and better. And it'd be interesting actually too. Could we post this on Amazon, or it could be someplace else? It doesn't necessarily need to be on Amazon. It could be someplace else, because it probably does not meet Amazon standards for production, the way that we're going to actually create this and build this. But they can get edited and turned into something else in the future. Probably will get delisted, but maybe, it's actually an interesting thing to test. Can we just post these right now? Make them free. I don't think anybody's going to necessarily pay for them, and have it be experiment for improving. Or they can't go onto Amazon to go someplace else. But how do you create a book a day, right? And maybe it is a physical book. Maybe it's something that we actually do on Patreon. The 365 books a day, which is basically an audio message. Now, do have to go through the process of doing the printing and doing the next level work and the editing and that piece, but that is an interesting, if it's worth doing once, it's worth doing every day. Maybe, some people say it's worth doing right. It doesn't make a difference. These are all just random statements that don't mean anything in the end. All right, heading into the garage. Gonna walk the steps. We'll take the elevator. Let's see what's going on here. Okay, gonna walk the steps and see what's, I'm gonna walk the steps instead. Be able to move a little bit quicker and be, a little bit better. Not taking the elevator, not knowing who else is around. Okay, so we start to try something new. I'm self-conscious actually about texting somebody at 6 o'clock in the morning to start to work on stuff and to start to think about stuff and start to create. It can be asynchronous. People can work on stuff at their own pace. Now I'm feeling my throat getting a little bit sore. Now that kind of when the physical stuff comes in and you start having some physical like ailments or whatever you want to call it, that's probably a good indication that we're on the right track. I am going to put the hood on, cover the head a little bit to get a little bit more healthy. And I think it's going to make sense to do some sleep, get some rest today. All right, so when you start getting a little bit more physically sick, again, that's the time to start to do something new, start to do something a little bit different, to look at stuff a little bit, a little bit more different. And, we're going to go down to the near the waterfront and right there. Wish it was a little bit more light out now. That would be nice, but we'll have a clear path inside the night. Okay. All right. Do we have some steps there? No steps. Continue to ride. Okay. So this is what happens when we get stuck. We continue. Let's talk about writing comedy. How do we? There can be some prompts inside the conversation to have a two-level conversation. You can actually have a conversation with somebody else. So for to have a conversation with Richard Pryor right now about how I would actually write the comedy and look at that. What would he say? It's my interpretation of what he would say. I wouldn't necessarily know, but can sort of access a second brain. So I'm thinking there's a lot of the comedy comes from the pain. It's kind of insufferable pain, right? Because he put us, the stuff that is the most pain, tapping into that will make the work. I remember, what was the book? What was it called? Breaking Through the Money Game, Breaking Through the Business Game, where it was, actually going to the heart of the pain and to start making stuff work. A hack for that might be actually writing some of the comedy stuff and then, seeing what people respond to and not having a willingness to do something a little bit differently and to create something that is a little bit different than what the norm is. Interesting, as people start getting up 6 o'clock in the morning, I've been up since 3 o'clock this morning. I'm trying to think, went to bed at 10 o'clock. We'll have to get some sleep later on today. Definitely a little bit more sleep deprived. We'll do that after the workout, but kind of in this hyper focus phase. Now there can be a drop off in the end. That's okay. We just get some rest. If something happens, get some rest, see where the mistakes are actually getting made, get some rest, be conscious of it. Don't think that can last forever. Don't think that, we're above anything or above, or less than anything, right? It's just a creation and just a build. We'll probably not put this one on Twitter. I don't know why, just a little bit of a conscious, different way to, just different way to think about stuff. Might even keep it in a draft format, especially when we get the audio out and see how that looks and what gets built. Some of the biggest challenges that we're dealing with. Look, some of them actually just got worked out inside a conversation. Some of our submissions going down from 4 submissions to 2 submissions got worked out. I can also do some filtering to not have the issue of private information or whatever that looks like. And we continue to work, continue to create, continue to build, continue to add. This is just something we don't have to ever do this again. Or this can be the thing that we do every single day that leads to the results that we want to lead to. So imagine what it, a lot of imagine words, use the imagine word quite a bit. Imagine what it would look like to have 365 books at the end of the year, all processed, all consumed, all deconstructed, all broken down, all available out there. And okay, now I get it. So do the massive deconstruction, and then what happens is it starts to get, do something to ultra details and an anal level of detail for a period of time. And then what happens on the back end after that is that's when you start to kind of internalize it in your brain, have it some subconscious. And can't remember his name, it's Juju Mu. He's the health guy on Instagram that you watch that creates entertaining videos. That's what he says. He focused so much on his food that he was able to create algorithms in his head that were able to select for him what foods he needed to create. So yeah, you create the systems outside of yourself, and then they get ingrained in the brain afterwards. And it's the same reason. It's why I just know how to do this ride to the office. And I can do the quick mental math of how to get to where I want to get to every single morning without having to actually think, because it's ingrained inside the brain. So that's what we do. We don't need those extra machines. We got the brain to be able to make it work and go. Interesting. May or may not do the ride back home afterwards. May or may not go to Starbucks afterwards. Yep, so this is just, look, we got, let's cross over here. Let's see what's going on. Ouch, 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 ouch. Ouch, just hit myself twice. We'll probably see, when the ferry starts to run. And we'll head back on a ferry somewhere during the 7 o'clock hour as soon as we get this initial stuff processed. And it'd be nice just to launch this off into an automatic process, have this file uploaded someplace, whoa, and have the transcription just start to appear, and maybe even have a printout of it actually start to appear. But we do this by ourselves just to test it, to see if this is something that we actually want to do or something that's actually worth doing. But here's the important thing. Over 30 pages of content got created in the last few minutes, and that can turn into hundreds of pages of derivative content or something different later on. This is a, right, you don't have to ask permission, just test it. Just test it. Test it on the outside, see how it works. This is a way we start doing some rapid development and start to learn about stuff and start to process huge amounts of information quickly and rapidly. Do an audio message, talk about it for a period of time, teach people how to bypass the conscious mind, because that's the number one thing for audios, not being nervous about actually doing the talking. And that's probably what I've gotten out of doing 2,000 audios. It's 50, do 50. 50 repetitions, you're never gonna, not going to be nervous about hearing your voice anymore. So put people through that program and then see, see what comes of that. Okay, ferry's not even close to open right now. The doors are still locked. Let's see when the first one is. Doesn't make any weekend. First one's at 6:40. Next one's at 8:10. All right, that's not going to work. It's an hour and a half gap between the two. All right, but there's other ways to get home. We could take a car home. I could scooter home. Could walk home. Could take the train home. Yep. Could do a tram. Lots of different options for getting home on the back end. Also learned yesterday, using two modes of transportation, kind of you hack the cost. So yeah, I had a transfer on the ferry, on the tram. I think you got within 2 hours. I took a train and then a transfer on the tram, and it worked beautifully on the back end. All right, I can actually play this. Woo! Play this audio in the background on 2X. Would be cool. Yes, yes, that would be an interesting. Can you just straight up load audios to cars coming, can't see. Can you just straight up load audios to YouTube? Because there's tons of way to be able to consume information like this on 2X inside of YouTube. It would be interesting to listen to the work, to rehash it, summarize it in multiple ways, in multiple formats, to get that information in, to see what the big ideas are. And remember, this is version number one. Version number 365 is probably going to be a better version. And this is one of 200 recipes or prescriptions for being able to create stuff. If you've listened this far, interesting to do a whoa. If you've listened this far, yeah, please leave a comment. See what you've actually got, what I want this to actually become. Podcast, I want people to, this is one piece of content, start getting feedback from people, and that's what you actually start building on and deriving on, seeing where there's actually interest and people are interested in leaving stuff. So keep putting stuff out there until you start getting some feedback. Can do some promotion, that's okay. Don't have to do some promotion as long as you just got a whole bunch of stuff out there and flowing through, and then create a workflow that makes it work. It can be handwritten, it can be physical, it doesn't make any difference. None of it makes any difference. None of it at all makes any difference. All right, we're probably gonna have to get a Starbucks to get some food on the back end, which completely okay. Huh, please don't tell me the building's, I don't think it's going to be closed. Let's just see, yep, somebody's here. Let's go see what's going on. Somebody's here. Okay, I'm going to end the audio. Just arrived to the office. Have an amazing day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.